Okay, we did ask Todd to join us. I don't know if he's going to though, so I think there should be everyone.
Okay, aside from Todd, do we have everybody, Glenna?
I believe so, yes.
All right. Then I will go ahead and kick us off. So welcome everybody to this month's Purchasing for People with Disabilities Board. We'll be going through all the agenda items on here. Hopefully we're able to keep this quick and concise. For some of us, this is a very busy legislative session, and any few minutes we can get back is greatly appreciated. So we'll go ahead and take a quick roll call, starting with the board members. I'm Wendy Pyrith, Division Director for State Purchasing. Juan?
Oh yeah, I'm Alana Parslow. I'm a board member. I work for Taffy Town.
Sarah Brenna, Director of the Utah State Office of Rehabilitation at DWS.
Okay, and then we'll go through the state folks. Glenna?
I'm Glenna Nelson. I'm a Procurement Manager with the Division of Purchasing.
And Jason?
Hey, I'm with Vocational Rehab as well as Sarah. I'm the Employment Support Services Specialist over here. I work with the CRPs around the state.
Perfect. And then we'll kick it over to you, Kate.
Hi, I'm Kate McConaughey with Utah Works.
And I'm Phil Shumway with Utah Works.
And Dylan. All right. And we did include our interim AAG right now. We are actually between Assistant Attorney Generals, but he may be tied up in another meeting, and I think we'll be all right there. So first item on the agenda, we will go ahead and review and the meeting minutes from the October 15th, 2024 meeting.
I did notice that Alana was listed as being with the Office of Rehabilitation.
Oh, I will gladly make that change.
I mean, I'd love to have her, but... Although, or maybe I'll go to Taffy Town. I'd love, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it is fun. That
sounds much more delicious.
It's very sweet here.
I think that was it. Jason, you have one S in your name, right, too? I know this is nitpicky, but I actually read it.
No.
That would be a very new and different way to spell Jason, with two S's for sure.
Hey, you know what? I've seen it, so...
It is you. I mean, we do live in Utah.
We do live in Utah.
And that's all I saw. So I'm happy to make a motion to approve the October 15th, 2024 minutes with the slight changes. Do I need to spell them out? We're okay, right? But the changes we discussed.
And I'll second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous approval. All right, and then the next item on the agenda is review and acceptance of the request for proposal submission for the on-site drug and alcohol screening devices statewide cooperative contract that was under procurement number GN2517. Did anybody have any questions, any items for discussion on this?
We only had one vendor submission. It was by Columbus Community Center.
And this is just the review and approval of the submission, not necessarily executing on any decisions coming out of the request for proposal.
I can make a motion that we accept the request for proposal submitted for the on-site drug and alcohol screening devices statewide cooperative portfolio GN25-17. Is that what I'm, or should I say if by Columbus?
From Columbus.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Unanimous approval. And now we're on to any other items of discussion. I don't have anything.
Wendy, just a very quick question, and I can appreciate the time of the year, so I'll keep it very brief. So now that we've accepted the proposals, will Glenna set another meeting to then discuss those proposals? Where do we go from here, I guess, is my question.
Go ahead, Glenna, you can answer that.
Okay, so we have gathered an evaluation team. We are going to be meeting next week to review this vendor response. Once that has been completed, we will come back as a group and ask the board to please accept this proposed contract, and then we would accept the contract if the evaluation committee determines that it's not a responsive proposal. Then we won't obviously need to accept a contract, but I'll still let everyone know.
So Kate, basically, we're just going to go through an abbreviated version of our standard request for proposals process, and then kind of see where the evaluation comes out. Based off of that, then we'll get word on the next steps.
Okay, sounds good. So it'll be a week or so before we hear anything.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
And for anybody who was wondering, Glenna, you were able to get resources from agencies that do have some knowledge in this space to be able to provide that evaluation committee. So it's not just, you know, it's not just random purchasing agents from the state purchasing or anything like that. It is people with some knowledge in the space, whether they've procured it before or their agency uses it or whatnot. And that was something that was really important for us to consider. Okay, any other items for discussion?
I don't have anything.
I love government efficiency.
It's all your good leadership, Wendy. Oh, thank you.
I shouldn't have said that because we might have been able to break a record. Now we're at 8 minutes.
Now we're later, yes. Last time.
But so with that in mind, do I have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. Those in favor.
Aye.
Todd, you joined at just the right time.
The meeting was basically over before I even joined.
We're trying to save you. We're trying to be really efficient and effective for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Will you run all of the meetings I have in the future? Different agencies, Wendy?
Well, I can definitely try.